Today's shiur is Masechta Avodah Zarah Daf Nun Aleph. We will begin on Daf Nun Amud Beis, 8 lines from the bottom. Amar Yehuda Amar Rav, Avodas Chavim Sh'Aydim Noisar Makal, Avodah Zarah that is worshipped with a stick, as Rishonim explain, either the worship is that they would shake the stick in front of the Avodah Zarah, or that they would hand the Avodah Zarah the stick. Shiva Makaba, for now, if somebody went and broke a stick in front of the Avodah Zarah, Chayiv. He's Chayiv for being an Ovid Avodah Zarah. Zorak Makaba, for now, but if he threw the stick in front of it, in front of this Avodah Zarah, he's Potter. And we will first, of course, explain the Gemara as we always do according to Rashi. Rashi explains that we are referring here to an Avodah Zarah that is worshipped with a rod, with a stick. However, Rashi goes on to say that even though this Avodah Zarah is worshipped with a rod, the way it's worshipped with the rod is not that it's that the rod is broken or placed in front of the Avodah, or thrown in front of the Avodah Zarah. As I said a moment ago, the Avodah Zarah is shaken in front of the Avodah Zarah, the rod is shooken in front of the Avodah Zarah, or it's handed to the Avodah Zarah. But here our Gemara teaches us that there are two ways one can be chayif for being Oyver Avodah Zarah. One is if you worship the Avodah Zarah in the way the Avodah Zarah is normally worshipped, and the other way is if you worship it in the way that it's the base, in the way then the Avodah is done in the Beis HaMikdash. And then, even though this is not the way that this Avodah Zarah is worshipped, Yechayiv. And our Gemara will go on to explain why breaking it is considered similar to what's done in the Beis HaMikdash, and throwing it is not similar. But, according to Rashi, if this Avodah Zarah is not worshipped with a rod at all, then you would not be Chayiv. Other Rishonim disagree with Rashi, and they are of the opinion that even if this Avodah Zarah is not worshipped with a rod at all, but you break a rod, the Gemara teaches us that if you break a rod in front of that Avodah Zarah, you will be chayiv. Ask the Gemara, Amalei Abaye L'Rava, Mashna Shiber, why when you break the rod is it considered that you did Avodah Zarah? Davalei kein zvicha, for it's similar to way zvicha is done, it's similar to slaughtering, because just like when you slaughter an animal you break its neck, here too you're breaking the rod. Ask the Gemara, if so, zorok nami havalei kein zvicha, throwing it is also similar to Avodah, because it's kein zvicha where you actually in the Beis HaMikdash we have that items were thrown, were sprinkled. Amalei, so answered the Gemara, if it's going to be similar to the Avodah in the Beis HaMikdash, it has to be completely similar, and the Avodah of the Beis HaMikdash was Be'ina Zrika Mishtaberes. You need a sprinkling where the thing that you sprinkle splatters, the blood, the Zrika Sadam, the blood splattered. Here when you're throwing a rod, you're not sprinkling, you're not shattering anything, you're not sprinkling anything, and therefore it's not similar to the way it was in the Beis HaMikdash. Ask the Mefarshim that there were times in the Beis HaMikdash that they threw pieces of meat on the Mizbeach. So why do we say that it's not, when you throw a whole stick, it's not similar to what happened in the Beis HaMikdash? Answer the Mefarshim that although indeed there were times that whole pieces of meat were thrown in the Beis HaMikdash, but that isn't considered the Zrika that is the significant Zrika. The Zrika that we speak about is a significant Zrika. And what is the significant Zrika? A Zrika of the Dam, a Zrika of Dam, because we know that's one of the Zrikas Adam is an Avoider that actually is a crucial Avoider that makes a carbon into a valid carbon. There is, even if there are times that dam was sprinkled in the Beis HaMikdash, it was never a scenario where it was significant, where it was considered a significant in Avoida, and therefore this Zrika of the stick is not considered similar to the Zrika in the Beis HaMikdash. Eisvei asked the Gemara, it says in a Braisa, Sofas Loit Tzoya, if somebody Tupshatim Dershonim either fed Tzoya to an Avoida Zara, or others say smeared Tzoya on the Avoida Zara, Oishim Nasach Lefana Abad Shmei Reglayim, or he poured from urine, from a urinal, in front of the Avodah Zarah, Chayiv. His Chayiv Misa. Why? Because the Gemara is assuming that these, even if this Avodah Zarah is not worshipped in this way, since these are similar to the Avodah in the Beis HaMikdash, you're going to be Chayiv. So points out the Gemara. Bishlama Bishlamei Reglayim, in the case of the Meiraglayim, that is an example of Ika Zrika Mishtaberis, where you're sprinkling, and you're sprinkling the urine, and the urine splatters, similar to when somebody is Zoyrig Dam in the Beis HaMikdash. Elot Tzoya, my Zrika Mishtaberis Ika. When somebody throws Tzoya, where do we have a Zrika Mishtaberis? And we're saying to be Chayiv, it has to be similar to the way it was in the Beis HaMikdash. It has to be a Zrika Mishtaberis. Answers the Gemara. We're referring to moist tzoya, and by moist tzoya we could have a zrika mishtaberes. Suggests the Gemara that this issue, this halacha that Rav has raised, that if you did something similar to the way it was in the Beis HaMikdash, even if that's not the way the Avodah Zarah is worshipped, you're going to be chayiv. Should we say that this is actually machlokes tanoim? Could Brisa speaks about a case of shachar loichagav, if somebody slaughtered a grasshopper for avodah zarah, and a number of points. One is that a chagav, a grasshopper, as we have learned earlier in our masechta, can be eaten without shechita. The kosher grasshoppers don't require shechita, and therefore this act of shechita is not considered an act of shechita because it doesn't really make any difference. Furthermore, the Rishonim debate. We began our shir with Rashi saying that to be chayiv, even if it's not the normal way that this Avodah Zarah is worshipped, it has to be at least the item with which the Avodah Zarah is worshipped. And therefore, we said at the beginning of the shir, when we spoke about the mako, we said we were referring to a mako, which we were referring that the Avodah Zarah is worshipped with a mako, although not with breaking it or throwing it. Say many Rishonim, the Rashi will stick to that opinion here too. And when Rashi speaks about, when the Gemara here speaks about a chagav, we're speaking about a chagav that is the way the Avodah Zarah is worshipped. The Avodah Zarah is worshipped with a chagav. That is how many Rishonim explain the Gemara. However, there are Rishonim that say that here Rashi will agree that even if the Avodah Zarah is not worshipped with a chagav, you'll be chayiv. And the reason is, they explain, because since a chagav is a live thing, so it's similar to an animal. And therefore, just like worshipping is Avodah Zarah with an animal, even if this Avodah Zarah is not normally worshipped with animals, given that an animal is so similar to what happened to Beis HaMikdash, you're going to be chayiv, the same thing will be with a chagav. Shakar loy chagav, Rabbi Yehuda b'chayiv, Rabbi Yehuda holds that that's considered he was an Ovid Avodah Zarah, the Chum Paitrim, and the Chum say that he's Potter. Ma'alav, at first glance, what will we assume is the machloikis between Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim, Baila b'hokamifagi, the mass of Amrina Kein Zvicha. Rabbi Yehuda says that since it's similar to Zvicha, that's why you're going to be chayiv. Or Masova, whereas the Chachamim say that being similar to Zvicha is not enough of a reason to be chayiv. Loy Amrina Kein Zvicha, if that's not good enough of a reason to be chayiv. Ella, it has to be Kein Pnim, similar to the way the Avodah was done in the Beis HaMikdash, And since there was slaughtering a chagav is not considered a maisis richa, as we have been discussing, therefore you won't be chayiv if you do this. You won't be chayiv for slaughtering a chagav as an oved avodah zara, because although it's maybe considered similar to zvicha, it's not exactly what happened in the Beis Hamikdash. Says Mar Loi. And therefore it turns out that what Rav said is the subject of a machloikus tanoim, with Rabbi Yehuda agreeing with Rav, where Rav agreeing with Rabbi Yehuda, not the Chachamim. Says Mar Loi. The Kulam Loi Amrin Kain Zvicha. Just because it's Kain Zvicha, it's not going to be enough of a reason to be chayif. Elo came pnimbinen. It has to be similar to what was done actually in the Beis Hamikdash. The fact that it's a shechita, the fact that it looks like a shechita, will not be enough of a reason to be chayif. So, if so, we could very well understand the opinion of the Rabbanan. How do we understand the opinion of Yehuda? Vishani chagav. If it has to be exactly similar to the way it took place in the Beis Hamikdash, there was no shechitas chagov in the Beis Hamikdash, says the Gemara. Shani chagov, however, tzavar doimel tzav behema. Since a grasshopper has an elongated neck similar to the neck of an animal, according to Rabbi Yehuda, that is enough to make it ke'en pnim. Whereas according to the Chachamim, since there was never shechitas chagov, there's no such thing as a shechitas chagov, that isn't enough to make it ke'en pnim. As the Mefarshim, if, as the Gemara is now explaining, both Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim don't agree with Rav, because Rav holds ke'en zvicha is already considered avodah zara, whereas the Chacham, Rabbi Yehuda say you need ke'en pnim. Just Rabbi Yehuda saying that a chagav is a unique situation because a chagav looks so similar to an animal. So according to which Tana will Rav be following? So I saw Rav is not following neither the opinion of Yehuda nor the opinion of Chachamim. So I saw two truths into that question. One is, we have a cloud many times in Shas, the Rav Tana Hu Apolik. The Rav is a Tana, and therefore he has a right to disagree. Another explanation that I saw is that we quoted a moment ago the Braisa about the Tsoya and the Bitcha Mei Reglayim. That Braisa clearly is consistent with the opinion of Rav. So whoever is the Tana of that Braisa, that is the Tana whose opinion Rav follows. Continues the Gemara. Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Rav Avu, Amar Rav. A word of introduction. As we have been learning and will continue learning, there are different categories of items are considered avodah zara. There are items that are called noy avodah zara. There are items that are called mishamshe avodah zara. And there are items that are called takrivus avodah kachavim. Items that are offered for avodah zara. In terms of level of seriousness, takrivus avodah kachavim is the highest level. Because as we've learned and will learn in Mitzvah Shem, even though one has the ability to be mevatel avodah zara, takrivus avodah zara can never become batel. And now our Gemara begins to discuss what are the requirements for something to be considered takrivus avodah kachavim. So says the Gemara, Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Rav Avu, Amar Rav. Avodah kachavim sh'odin mo'yisoy b'makel. If this avodah zara is worshipped with a makel, shiva makel b'fanel, and somebody breaks a makel in front of this avodah zara, chayiv. He will be chayiv for takroiv. He'll be chayiv for being over avodah zara for naseris, and it also will be considered takroivus avodah zara. Why? Because it has all of the necessary requirements. First of all, this is the way that this is a makel is what is the way this avodah zara is worshipped with, and he did an avodah which is similar to what's done in the Beis Hamikdash, because in the Beis Hamikdash they would break makel, they would do shechita. We said the breaking of makel is similar to shechita, therefore you chayif. Zorak makel b'fana, if somebody would throw a stone of a makel in front of this avodah zara, he's chayif for being an oved avodah zara. However, the end in the seris doesn't become takrivus avodah zara, because there is no similar avodah to this in the Beis Hamikdash. Amalei Rav Elarav Nachman. Maishno Shiber. Why do we say when you break it, it becomes permanently also becomes the Krevis Avoid Zara? The Avalei Kein Zvicha, as we explained, it's similar to the Avoid of Zvicha in the base of Mikdash. Ask the Gemara, Zorok Havalei Kein Zrika. So why when you throw the Makel, isn't it similar to the Avoid of Zrika in the base of Mikdash? Answers the Gemara, Amalei. To be similar, it has to be totally similar. Being a Zrika Mishtaberis, it has to be a Zrika where the item splatters, shatters, and when you throw a stick for Lekka, you don't have that. Ela Ma'ato, ask the Gemara, we learned previously in our Perek, that the Avoid of Zora based Makolos, the way it was constructed, was that they had two stones and then a third stone on top of it, and the way it was worshipped was that they threw stones in it. Ask the Gemara, Alamata, Avne, based Makolos, Mamaya, Asru, when someone throws stones at the Makolos, why is it Asur? It's a Zrikash Enemishtaberes, Amalei, Afla de Dikashli. I actually had the same question. Vishaltil Rab Baravua. Rav Avuah asked this question to Chiba Rav. The Chiba Rav asked this question to Rav. The Isser, when somebody throws stones at the Makolos, is not because you're doing it at Krovis, it's because you're actually enlarging the Avodah Zarah by adding stones to it. Ask the Gemara, but I have, as we're going to learn later in our parak, that the Avodah Zarah of an Akum becomes Osir immediately. So we can understand, when somebody throws stones at the Makolos, he's enlarging the size of the Makolos, and that's why he made Avodah Zarah, and that's why it becomes Osir. Elamandomer, according to the opinion, Achetovid, that Avodah Zarah doesn't become Osir until it was actually worshipped, Tishterei Deloi Palcha, when you throw stones at it, and you indeed enlarge the Avodah Zarah, you haven't yet worshipped it. And since you haven't worshipped it, it doesn't yet become an Avodah Zarah Amalei, to which Rav Nachman responds, Kol Achas V'Achas Nasa Avodah Kachavim, when you throw stones at the Makolos, it becomes part of the Avodah Zarah, but it also becomes Takrovis L'Chaverta. It's considered Takrovis to the existing stones, and since it's considered Takrovis to the existing stones, that's why it becomes immediately Osir. Ask the Gemara, if so, Yochab Esraisa Mir Tishri, if so, the last stone should be Mutter, because it indeed became part of the Avodah Zarah, but it was never worshipped. Answers the Gemara, Amalei, Iyadatle, indeed, if you could identify which was the last stone thrown at the Makolos, Zil Shakli, you would be allowed to take it, according to the Mandom, that the Avodah Zarah doesn't become Avodah Zarah until it's actually worshipped. So here, at the Krivus, it isn't at the Krivus because nothing was thrown at it. It was never worshipped, and therefore it's not an Avodah Zarah. At Rav Ashi Amar, Cholachas V'Achas Nachas Takrovis L'Atzma V'Takrovis L'Chaverta. Each stone that's added to the Makolos is not only a Takrovis for the existing stone, but it's also a Takrovis for the pre-existing stones. And therefore, since that's the way this Avodah Zarah is worshipped, it becomes a Takrovis for itself. So even the last stone is considered Takrovis, and that's why it's Osir. Ask the Ritva, if we say that every stone is a Takrovis to it itself, so why do we also have to say it's a Takrovis L'Chaverta? Once it's a Takrovis to itself, it becomes Osir because it's a Takrovis. Answers the Ritva, this could only be said regarding the stones that are thrown at the Makolos after the first three stones are there. However, the first three stones only become usher when stones begin to be thrown at them. And that's why Rav Ashi had to say that it's Takrovis L'Chaverta, and by being a Takrovis L'Chaverta, that's how it became the first three stones are usher. And then, all the other stones that come afterwards are Takrovis for themselves, and that's why as soon as they're thrown, they're usher, even if they weren't yet worshipped. Tanan, We're going to learn in the Mishnah. Actually, the Mishnah is an Amud Beis. Matz b'roishay, if somebody found on top of the makailas, ksus umas akailim, a garment, money, or utensils, harayil mitarim, they're not considered noya avodah zarah. However, if you found on it pachilei anavim, clusters of grapes, vatarish al shabolim, a grain, v'yeinish shmanim v'saltis, wine, oil, or flour, the called over shiyot b'karav l'gab mizbeach, or anything that's similar that's brought on the mizbeach, usher, we assume that they're takrevis avodah zarah. So says the Gemara. This, given the fact that we've been learning that to be considered takrevis avodah zarah, it has to be something that similar to the way it was in the Beis Hamikdash. Says the Gemara, Bishlam yena shmanim v'saltis. When we speak about wine or oil or flour, ikka came pnim. They're similar to what was in the Beis Hamikdash, because they brought wine and oil and flour for the Nesachim and for Karban Menachos. And furthermore, ikka ke'in zrika mishdaberes. These are items that can have a zrika where the things are splattered. It's interesting to point out, I wouldn't say it myself, but the Ravid says it, that these words of the Gemara are somewhat superfluous. Because once we've identified that yeinu shmanim v'saltis are ke'in pnim, are brought in the Beis Hamikdash, they no longer have to have the characteristic of zrika mishdaberes. And therefore the Rishonim point out, the Ravid says the only reason the Gemara uses these words of zrika mishdaberes is because that's a concept that we've been working with. El parchile anovim v'atarish shel shibolim loy kein pnim nika. There's nothing similar brought to the Beis Hamikdash, because as the Rishonim point out, although wine and flour are brought, they're only brought when they're ready in the category, when they're ready made into wine and flour, not when they're grapes or grain. Neither is there a zrika mishdaberes. So why are they us? Why are they considered takrivus avodah zarah? Answers the Gemara. Amarava amu'ula kigoyin shabatsim t'chilul kach. It's referring to a situation where they were harvested for the purpose of avodah zarah. Harvesting is very similar to shechita. Just like shechita, you break the neck, here too you pull it out from the ground, and now we could understand why it's considered a takrevis avodah zarah that's similar to what was in the Beis Hamikdash, and I'll be in that status. How do we know if somebody slaughters an animal which is a balmum for avodah zarah, shupater, that he's not chayiv misa? Shenema Zoivich lalahim yechram bilti lashem havadai. Le'os atari alkeim pnim. The only time the shechita is going to be considered an act of shechita for avodah zarah is an animal which is similar to, similar to the way the shechita took place in the Beis Hamikdash. And in the Beis Hamikdash, they did not shecht animals that were balmum. Interesting machlokes rishonim. We learned earlier in the shir that the opinion of Yehuda is that if you shecht a chagav, the shame avodah zarah, you're going to be chayiv. Is Rabbi Yehuda's opinion consistent with the opinion of Rabbi Yochanan? The some Rishonim say the Ravu Amar Rabbi Yochanan is saying is then only according to Rabbanon who disagree with Rabbi Yehuda. Because if according to Rabbi Yehuda you're chayiv by a chagav, you're certainly going to be chayiv by a balmum. Whereas there are other Rishonim say that Rabbi Yochanan's opinion can even be consistent with the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. Because they explain as follows. An animal, which is sometimes slaughtered in the Beis Hamikdash, but as we're learning, it has to be an animal that's not a balmum. So there the halach is that any animal which is a balmum is not considered, if you shechted for avodah zarah, it's not considered you shechted l'shem avodah zarah. A chagav, however, which is totally not slaughtered l'shem avodah zarah, would have a different din altogether. So ask the Mefarshim, again, along the same lines. If Rabbi Yochanan is saying that shechting an animal, but just the fact that it's a balmum, already makes that it should not be considered takrevis avodah kechavim, we just finished learning, we're going, that pachilei anovim and atarish shel shibolim are considered takrevis avodah zarah. Isn't an animal that's a balmum, ask the Rishonim, more similar to Krivus Avodah Zorah than Pachilei Anovim V'Tarish Shel Shibolim? So some Rishonim indeed say that according to Rabbi Yochanan, the din of Achilei Anovim and Taras Shabbatim will only be Asim Midrabbanan. Not, will not be Asim Midraisa. Others say, and it's along the same lines that we just gave, that Pachile and Novim Vatosh Bonim don't have the ability to have a real Shechita. So as the Gemara said, when you harvest them, that's as close as you're going to get to Shechita, and that's why it's enough to make it into the Krivus of Avodah Zarah. Whereas an animal, it can be exactly identical to the Shechita in the Beis HaMikdash. When you shecht a whole animal. Therefore, anything less than that will not be considered the Krivus of Avodah Zarah. Ask the Gemara, Hava by Rava. Rava tried to analyze what we just learned. B'mai, exactly what situation is Rabbi Yochanan referring to? Ilay Mebedukin Sheba'ayin, it was saying that referring to that the mum is that it had a cataract. Ask the Gemara, Hashtul b'nei noyach chazi l'gavoy b'bomadudhu. If a b'noyach could bring a animal that has cataracts on a boma, and as the Rishonim point out, even a Benoich, when he brings an animal on the Mizbeach, can't bring an animal with any mum, even a cataract. But in the time, that, as we will be discussing in our shir, when bomas were permissible, and a Benoich brought a carbon on a boma, he was allowed to bring an animal with a cataract. Certainly, he will be chayiv if such an animal is brought to Avodah Zarah. And there's a very interesting Rashi. Rashi says, L'b'nei Noach, because Rashi says as long as the Torah wasn't given, afli Yisrael nikra b'nei noyach, even we're considered b'nei noyach. What is Rashi trying to answer? Before I should explain, because Rashi say that we're not talking about b'nei noyach, we're talking about a ben Yisrael who rachman l'tzlan worshipped Avodah Zarah. So what are we bringing a rai what the halach is by ben noyach? So that's why Rashi says that we klal Yisrael also at one point were considered b'nei noyach. But that explanation in Rashi is somewhat difficult. Yes, maybe at one point we were considered b'nei noyach, but we're not b'nei noyach now, so what does that have to do? So the way to Rishonim explain the Gemara is as follows. Since the halacha is that if a b'nei noyach were to bring an animal that only has a cataract on a boma, it's considered a valid carbon, that suggests the Gemara is enough of a reason for us to say that if a Yisrael brought such an animal on the Mizbeach, such an animal, Rachman Tzlon, B'Shem Avodah Zarah, that it's considered that he worshipped Avodah Zarah. But not to say that it has anything to do that at one point you were B'nai Noyach. Because our Gemara is referring to this point, we were not B'nai Noyach, and at what way is it or isn't it considered Avodah Zarah? Says the Gemara, what is the Balmum that Rabbi Yochanan refers to? That Rabbi Yochanan is saying that if somebody brings such an animal, it's not considered that he did Avodah Zarah. It's talking about Mechusa Eva. Rabbi Loza teaches us, Menayin Mechusa Eva. How do we know that an animal that's missing a limb, Shu'asla B'nai Noyach, that even a Ben Noyach can't bring such an animal for a carbon? Shinema. The Pasuk says regarding Noyach, bringing animals to the Teva. And as the Rishonim point out, we will not dwell too much in explaining the sugya here, because we had already the identical sugya at the beginning of Masecht on Dav Vav. The Pasuk says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Taisa says this, Mikol Achai, Mikol Basar, Shnai Mikol. HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Noyach to bring animals to the Teva, because he knew that these were animals, from these animals, ultimately when Noyach comes out from the Teva, he's going to bring Kabonis. Amar Torah, the Torah says, Havei Pehema, what kind of animal can you bring to the Teva? Only animals, Shechayin Rosh and Avaron Shalah, that have all of their limbs. Because only those animals will be kosher for carbon. Ask the Gemara, Hai Mekol Achai, Biboy Leil Muti Trefa. But we need the Pasuk Mekol Achai to teach us that a Trefa cannot be brought, should not be brought to the Treva. Answers the Gemara, to know that a Trefa could not be brought to the Teva, we know from the word Mahachi Zera Nafka. Ask the Gemara, Hanich Lamandam a Trefa any Yeledis. According to Mandam that says the Trefa can't have children, so that's how we know from Lahach Yezera, that these animals have to be animals that can't have children, that the treifa that can't have children cannot be brought to the teva. Elamandam the treifa yeletus. According to Mandam, the treifa can have children. Michael and Maimer, how could such an animal be brought to the Mizbeach? How do we know from the Pasuk Lahach Yezera to exclude treifa? Amakra, itach. Itach, bedaimelach. That the animals brought to the teva have to be similar to Noach, and had to be similar to Noach, and Noach wasn't a treifa. Ask the Gemara, v'dilma Noach gufa treifa hava. Maybe Noach himself indeed was a treifa. Ask the Mefarshim. Tosfos discusses this in Masechta Zvachim, Daf Kuf Tezayin. How can we have a havamina that Noach was a treifa? We know that one of the characteristics of a treifa is a treifa is somebody who can't survive 12 months. And we know that Noach lived for hundreds of years, over 300 years after the Mabul. So isn't that a clear indication that Noach wasn't a treifa? So one teretz that the Rishonim suggest is our Gemara, as we just said a moment ago, is going point to the opinion that a treifa can have children. And if you hold that a treifa could have children, similarly you could hold that a treifa could survive more than 12 months. That's one pshat that I saw. Another pshat that Tosfos in Masechta Zvachim Rabbeinu Tam says is that even though an animal that's a treifa cannot survive more than 12 months, a person who's a treifa could survive for more than 12 months. And Tosfos says the difference between a person and an animal is because a person has mazel, HaKadosh Baruch Hu watches over a person, and therefore the person can live for 12 months even though the animal cannot live for more than 12 months. Say, sort of say for Levoyus Chayim, asks a Gevaldige Kasha. But the animals that were in the Teva also lived for more than 12 months, because we know that the Mabul itself took more than 12 months. So isn't that the best raya that those animals weren't a treifa? Because we're learning now that any animal that's a treifa can't live more than 12 months. And the Mabul took more than 12 months, and yet these animals survived. So he answers a very interesting teretz. He says, why can't the treifa live for more than 12 months? He explains, because we know that during the year there are different seasons, summer, fall, winter, spring, and the treifa, who's in a weak state, cannot survive the change of the weather, the change of the seasons. However, he says, as the pasuk says regarding the time of the Mabul, that all the seasons stopped, the entire world order, so to speak, stopped, and therefore these animals, there were no seasons. Since there were no seasons, even though normally a treifa cannot live more than 12 months, these animals, even if they were treifa, would have been able to exist. So again, ask the Gemara, v'dimon noyach gufa treifa k'sibay, didn't know treifa huva, have maybe noyach was a treifa. So how can we learn from noyach that a treifa cannot be brought to the teva? Answer the Gemara, tamim k'sibay. The Torah describes noyach as tamim, whole, not a treifa. Ask the Gemara, Dima, when it says Tamim, it means Tamim Bedrachav, that his ways were perfect. It says the Gemara, Tzadik Sibay, to speak about his ways, I know from the word Tzadik. Ask the Gemara, Dima, Tamim Bedrachav, Tzadik B'masav. Both speak to his behavior, that he had good character traits, and he acted properly. It says the Gemara, Leimotus Amr, the Noach Trefa Hava. It's untenable to say that Noach was a Trefa. This Akadatach Noach Trefa Hava. Because even if we say that it's possible that Noach was a Trefa, but Amalei Rachmana, would HaKadosh Baruch Hu specifically command Noach, the Kavasach Ayel, people who are like you, animals who are like you, who are a treifa, those are the animals that you should bring to the teva. Shleim Leitayel, it makes no sense. Ask the Gemara, so now that we learn from the word, it must be that Noach wasn't a treifa, therefore says the Gemara, and we learn from Itach, that just like Noach wasn't a treifa, so too the animals that he's bringing to the teva should not be treifa. However, ask the Gemara, hash the nafkam itach. Now we learn from the word itach that a treifa is excluded lach yezera lamali. So what do we learn from the words lach yezera? Answers the Gemara. If we only had the word itach, havamina, that the reason HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Noach to bring animals to the teva, will it tzasub alma, that Noach should have company. And therefore, vafilu zokim, vafilu soris, even an animal that's old or sterile could have been brought to the teva. Kamashmalan, that's why we need the pasuk lahach yezera, that even if the animals can, even if they're treifa, and even if a treifa can have children, we have to have animals that are not treifa because of itach, and that they also should be able to have children so that the world should be able to be repopulated. Ask the Gemara. Says the Gemara, Amar Rabbeinu Elazar, Menayin l'shech behemel makolus shuchayiv. How do we know that somebody shechs an animal for a makolus, even though it's not the normal way that that avodah zarah is worshipped, that he's chayiv anyway? Shenema v'lo yizbuch oid es alehei zivcheim l'seirim. Ime ein inya l'kadarko. If the pasuk is not teaching us that you're chayiv for shechting an animal to an avodah zarah, when that's the way that avodah zarah is worshipped, because that we already know is us from the pasuk eichu yav de goyim a goyim ahem heilus aleheim tnei inyan l'shaloi kadarka. We use the pasuk to teach us that even if the avodah zarah is not worshipped, even if the avodah zarah is not worshipped in that way, you're chayiv. And as the Rishonim point out, the pasuk of Zoveich Elohim Yechram that we quoted earlier is only teaching us the Chi of Misa. But as we know, Ein Ein Shemel and Kemas Hirin, that besides that you have to have for every pasuk in the Torah a pasuk to teach us the Einish, the Torah also has to have a pasuk for the Lav. We're looking for the Lav. So ask the Gemara, Hala Hachidasa, is the purpose of this pasuk to teach us this din, that if somebody shechs an animal for avodah zarah, even if that's not the way that avodah zarah is normally worshipped, he's chayiv? Don't we need that pasuk to teach us ad kan hu medaber, that the pasuk is speaking about b'kedoshim shekdishim b'shas isra bomis, that if somebody was magdish an animal b'shas isra bomis v'kriva b'shas isra bomis. As we know, there were different times in history where they were allowed to bring on a bama karbonis, and times when they weren't allowed to bring on the mizbeach. They weren't allowed to bring in a bama. At karam medaber b'kedoshim shekdishim b'shas isra bamas. If you brought a carbon, if you were magdish an animal when bamas are asur, v'kriv b'shas isra bamas, and you were makrivit at that time, shrei anshin omer, that the Torah teaches us for pesach amoid lo yaviu, that if somebody does so, he'll be chayiv karis. Oyne shemanu. So the Torah clearly teaches us that there's a chi of karis in such a situation. But as I said a minute ago, you also have to have a pasuk for an ashara. Ashara minayin. Tamalayim patalo el asecha. This pasuk teaches us that there's a chi of, that there's an aveira. Ukrav avin amra b'lo. Damar avin b'lo. Kamakum shenema shama pen v'al. Wherever the Torah uses such a words, and el b'loisa say, the Torah is teaching us that there's a chi of loisa say. In fact, the Mepharshim explained, the pasuk says, "Es mishpatai tasu v'schukaisai tishmeru l'lechs behem ani Hashem l'keichem." We know that a person in this world is supposed to be a hoylich. He's supposed to be going from one madrega to another madrega. How does a person go from one madrega to another madrega? By being mekayim the mitzvahs asay, and watching not to be over the mitzvahs lois asay. And that's what the pasuk says. Es mishpatai tasu refers to mitzvahs asay. V'eschukaisai tishmeru. Tishmeru, the Gemara just said, means a lois asay. Don't do the lois asay. And if you act that way, ashiyas ois ma'odam v'chai behem, then you are considered a worthwhile living individual. Mikan ve'elich, humadaber, but continues the Bryson saying, the pasuk now begins speaking about a situation, b'kachim shekdishim b'shas heter b'mas, kachim that you were magdish when b'mas was still permissible, v'krivim b'shas isa b'mas, that you're not allowed to bring such an animal on the b'ma, even though you were magdish when b'mas was still permissible, shenema l'mana sheiviyu b'nei Yisrael zavchem asher zoivchem, shetatim l'cha kfar, even though when you were magdish this animal, it was mutter, apnei asodah, Melamed, shekol hazveich b'bama b'shas es abamas. The pasuk is teaching us that if somebody brings a carbon when bamas are prohibited, even when bomas are prohibited, even though he was magdashit b'shas heter abomas, ma'ala alav akosuf kil zavech apnei esoda v'viyam l'ashem. So mitzvah say, from here we learn a mitzvah say that only such animal, that the animals must be brought on the mizbeach. Mitzvah lois say menai. How do you know if somebody brings such an animal that was magdish when bomas are mutter on a mizbeach, on a bama after bamas became prohibited? How do we know that he is over mitzvahs loisa say? Tamalayma lo yizbuch oida zivcheyam. Yoch li ayonish karis. We would think that there's a chiv karis for this. Tamalayma chukas oilam zoislahem. Zoislahem. There's only a chiv mitzvahs say, mitzvahs loisa say. Vlo yaches lahem, no chiv karis. But the bottom line question is that here we see that this pasuk is needed to teach us this din, that if you magdish animal b'shas heter abomis, and then abomis became also, you can't bring that animal. What? How can we say it's coming to teach us the halacha that if you shech that animal for an avodah zorah that's now worshipped with shechita that you chayiv, amarava, kri bevela yizbechu? The one pasuk, indeed, the pasuk says v'lay yizbechu to teach us this thing about the bamas, but kribay v'lay oid, but also use the word v'lay oid to teach us the other halacha, that if somebody shechts when bamas are asur, that if somebody shechts an animal, even though that's not the normal way that avodah zarah is worshipped, then he's chayif. Continues the Gemara. Continues the Mishnah. Matz b'rayshay, as we discussed this earlier, k'susa kelim. Machloikis rishayim, what avodah zarah is our Mishnah referring to? Many Rishonim explain that the Avodah Zarah of our Mishnah is the Avodah Zarah of Makulis. Other Rishonim explain that it's referring to all Avodah Zarahs. And some Rishonim say it's referring to every Avodah Zarah, the Rambam's opinion. We're not going to learn with that opinion, besides the Makulis. So Matz B'Roshay, if somebody found on top of the Avodah Zarah K'sus HaKelim, Harei Elu Mitarim, they're not considered a Noi of the Avodah Zarah, and therefore it's Mutar. Pachile anovim, v'shibolus v'tarish al shbolim, b'yayno shmanim v'saltus, v'kol dov shiyot akara gavim mizbeach. We explained this earlier in the shir. Is the halacha that it's also? Ask the Gemara. Says the Gemara. From where do we know that? How do we know that if you find anything which is a noi of avodah zarah, that if an item is found on the avodah zarah, it's not necessarily considered a noi, and it's the noi of avodah zarah, and therefore it's mutter? Not immediately. Amar Rav Chiya bar Yosef, Amar Rav Oshia, Kosav Echav Torah Shekutzayim Veskuleim Eitz Vezov Eitz v'Evan Kasev v'Zav Asher Imohem. Because Achar Aimer, another pasuk says Loisachmoid Kasev v'Zav Aleim. Hakeitzed. How do we reconcile these two pasukim? Imohem Dumi Aleim. The Torah compares the Imohem to Aleim. Ma Aleim. Just as when we speak about the silver or gold, it's Dovah Shonoi Asur. She'ena Shonoi is Mutter. Af imam. So when the Torah speaks about imam, dava shanoi asur, only something which is a dava shanoi is asur, v'she'ena shanoi il mutter. So therefore, water stone, which is not a noi, or if it's put there not in an attractive manner, will be mutter. Ask the Gemara, maybe we should learn the other way around. Ve'im aleim dumid imam. My mohem will learn komash imam, anything that's with them. Afaleim, koshaleim, anything that's on the avodah zarah, even if it's not a decorative item, will be considered osur. And Cain answers the Gemara, lo yoy mekra. Let's just say the pasuk shouldn't just say aleihem. What did the Torah say aleihem? And if the Torah would have just said amohem, we would know that anything that's in the vicinity of the avodah zarah is osur. But the Torah using the words aleihem, we must say that it has to be something which is decorative. Mos dover shonoihu. But ask the Gemara, the Mishnah said if you put money, it's not considered an oi. Why isn't money considered an oi? Answer the Gemara, I'm the Bei Rabbanai, the kiss kosher talib tzavari. It's referring to a case where there's a purse tied around the neck of the avodah zarah. And therefore, since it's a put around the neck of the Avodah Zarah. It looks like it's just there for a place to put my purse, not for decoration. And in fact, the Rishonim say, therefore, if there's money spread in front of the Avodah Zarah, that looks like it's a decoration, and it indeed would be usur. Ask the Gemara, Ksus Dovah Shonoi Hu, but isn't a garment a Dovah Shonoi? Answers the Gemara, Amar Dabei Reb Yanai, Ksus Mekubelos Menachsa Roishai. It's not put in a nice way on top of the head. Ask the Gemara, Kli Dovah Shonoi Hu, isn't a utensil a Dovah Shonoi? Answers the Gemara again, Amar Papa, the Schifle Meshkalta Reishai. It's putting, with somebody put a washing basin overturned on top of the Avodah Zarah, that clearly isn't L'shem Noi. They used to have curtains around the area where the Avodah Zarah was. Anything that's within that area, even water or salt, it will be prohibited. Because we could assume that it's there as a takroivus Avodah Zarah. But if it's outside of the curtain, so there, since it's outside of the curtain, we don't assume that it's a dover, that it's a takrivus avodah zara, but it can be a noy avodah zara. And therefore the halacha will be, if it's a dover shonoi, it will be usur. If it's an ene shonoi, it will be mutter. Because now it's not in the category of takrivus, it's in the category of noy. Omar Rabbi Yosef Bechaninan. Naktinan, we have a rule, en kolkel loy lepar v'loy makalus. The rules of that we just discussed regarding curtains don't apply by Par and Mekoilus. Since Par and Mekoilus were both worshipped in a degrading manner, there's no reason to have curtains, because curtains are only for something to show respect. There's no respect by these kind of, there's no respect by these Avodah Zarahs. Lamai, ask the Gemara, what does it mean? What did he mean by saying that there is no kalkulim by Par Mekoilus? Ilam da fil pnim kechutz dami, that even an item found inside the curtain is treated like it's outside v'shari, and that would mean it would teach us that they would not be considered takroivus. Ask the Gemara, that doesn't make sense. Hash the par meferim kamei, maya melech le mekrivin le, certainly it should be considered takrivus. It says the Gemara, elachfi lechutz kepnim dami. Even though we said a moment ago that anything that's within the curtain is considered takrivus by other avodah zarahs, anything outside of the curtains is considered noi, and as we've been learning, not everything automatically is considered a noi. Here, it's usur. Since anything that's found within the vicinity of the Par Mekoilus, according to most Rishonim, however, they have to be near the Avodah Zarah, they will fall into the category of the Krivus Avodah Zarah, which we learned earlier is the highest level of Avodah Zarah. And that's why the Rishonim point out, the Pais can point out, that anything that's near Avodah Zarah, even nowadays, the candles or the hair in the Avodah Zarah, where hair is used for the Avodah Zarah, falls into the category of Takrivus Avodah Zarah, which we've been learning Takrivus Avodah Zarah never becomes bottle. Says the Gemara, Avodah Zarah Mishai Lagina Merchit, an Avodah Zarah that had a garden or bathhouse. Nanim Manish Loi B'Toiva, then Nanim B'Toiva. Machlok is showing how to learn this. Rashi learns you could use it for free, but you can't pay. Tosfos learns you could use it without showing gratitude, but you can't show gratitude. Let's say belongs a partnership between the Avodah Zarah and someone else. Nanimahen b'toiva v'shloi b'toiva. Avodah k'chavim v'shloi k'chavim. The Avodah Zarah of a goy is a sura miyad. V'shay Yisrael, whereas the Avodah Zarah of Yisrael ain a sura ch'toiva, is not also until it's actually worshipped. Amar Abaye b'toiva. When we speak about Toiva, whatever Peshat will follow, it means B'toivas Kaimrim, on consideration for their priest. Shalai B'toiva means Shalai B'toivas Kaimrim, not for their priest. Lafuka Toivas Avdea, if you do it only for the people that worship it, but not the priest, Shari, it will be Mutter. Ikad Amasin La'Seif, but there are others that learn this thing that we just learned on the Seifa. Hoy Shalav Shalachayim. If the Avodah Zarah is owned in partnership, Nenim and B'toiva Shalav B'toiva, Amar Abayu, and that Abayu says, "Betayva betayva secherim" means we only could pay the other people. Shloi betayva secherim, we can't pay the priest. Says the Maman the Masnei Sefer, if in the Sefer we'd have the Zara's own in partnership, still you never allowed to pay. You're never allowed to pay the priest. Koshken Aresha, where it's owned strictly by the priest, you're not allowed to pay them. Man the Masnei Reisha will say strictly in the Reisha, would it's owned solely by the priest. That's where you're not allowed to pay them. Avla Sefer in the Sefer Kivin Dika Cherim Bado. Since the priest had partners, I feel the Tarvis Kaimrim, then paying the priest Shapidami will be permissible.